The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
And from my lips and in my heart. And John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. And when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance. But the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Bah humbug! Ebenezer had it right. Anyone else find this time of year just a little overwhelming, just a bit too much? I mean, Advent is good. It's all right, but it comes at a horrible time of the year. Well, the end of the year, trying to wrap all these things up, getting ready for the 1st of January. I mean, things to do at work, things to do at school. And pile on top of that all the preparations we need to make for Christmas. Putting up decorations, setting up the tree, cards, shopping, travel plans, parties, parties to plan, parties to attend. It's a little overwhelming. Bah humbug. Why can't we do Christmas in July? And then on top of all of that, second Sunday of Advent, every year, John the Baptist shows up. John shows up crying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Thanks, John. Yet one more thing to put on my list. Humbug. Have you ever thought of that word, repent? The Greek word that we translate as repent literally means to change your mind, to think it over, to reconsider. Repent comes from the Latin word pensare, which means to think. And so to repent is to think again. A repentant person is a focused person. Repentance begins on the inside. It starts with discerning what is important and what is not, and what is really, really, really important. Repentance is another way of regaining our focus. It's taking stock, sorting ourselves out, getting our priorities in order. Repentance is getting rid of all that which weighs us down. All the things that we think we need, but really don't. Repentance is lightening the load, taking it one day at a time. It's placing our focus where it needs to be, staying in the moment, and resisting the urge to waste our energy or get distracted by things that really don't count. So if I reconsider, maybe John is the one who has it right after all. Maybe I do need the Baptist to come to me this time every year to save me from myself, get me back on the straight path, to focus on what is truly important. My friends, stay focused, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.